Okay, again, Nun on the base, the second to last line from the bottom. The Mishnah teaches a halacha person is walking, is traveling Erev Shabbos, and he wants to be kohen shvisa at a certain location. The problem is, if he continues along at his leisurely pace, he's not going to make it to that location by the time Ben Hashemoshos arrives. So he has a choice. So we'll see this, the Gemara will explain this in more detail. We'll learn this according to the Gemara's Maskan, and then we'll go over it. He has a choice. He can run. He can exert himself, get all sweated up. He has, let's say, 10 minutes until Shkia. He can run and run out of breath and reach his little destination by the time Shkia comes. So that way he will be kind of Shvis at the location where he wants to be kind of Shvis. So, or what he can do is he can just continue walking in a leisurely way and say, there's a certain tree and this marker along the road, right? On the highway there are markers. Mile number 47, there's a tree right near mile number 47, that marker. I know that tree, I'm very familiar with that tree. I want to be kind of Shvisa, so right opposite the trunk of that tree. But I'm not there. So look what you've done. You not only have you not put down bread in that location, you haven't even stood. We know from the Gemara before, we learned a few times that there are two different ways you can become a Shvis. Either you can put bread, the Mazon Shtei Sudos will serve as your representative, or you can actually stand in that location that will serve as your Shvisa. Here you're doing none of the above, neither. I'm not putting bread, I'm not standing there, I'm just saying, you know what? I want that to be welcome Shvisa. Tremendous leniency. Can you do so? Such a thing. So it says in the Mishnah, yes, you can. And we're going to see in the Gemara all different conditions when you can do so. But it says one more time, words of the Mishnah, second list on the bottom of the base. Amar person says, Shavisasi be karoi from the root of this tree, the trunk of the tree. It's okay. Even if that happens to be 2,000 amos away from where you are currently located, no problem. Mahalach nimokim raglav, when Shabbos begins, after Shabbos starts, if you want, you can walk from where you are until that place to where you are to viad ikar, until the trunk of that tree, al paimam, up to 2,000 amos, and then that will be your shvitz. Then from umeikar lebeis, so then you can go from meikar, from the root of that tree, the trunk of that tree, until your home, which basically means to your ultimate destination. Al paimam, another 2,000 amos. So what have you done, Nimsa? Mahalich mishachashecha dalid al paimam. You have accomplished a great accomplishment. You have achieved a great accomplishment. You can walk now 4,000 amos without having made a real error. In this case, you have to realize you're on your way home. That's why it says base. That's also discussion. If you only can do this when you're on your way back, on your way forward, on your way back. But the point is, you're traveling, you want to travel home, you're 4,000 amos away from your home, it's getting very, very late, and you make a declaration, I want to become a Shvisa, so 2,000 amos away from my home on this exact location, and you're within 2,000 amos from that marker, so Sach HaKol, you can walk now 4,000 amos after Shabbos begins, without having put down bread, and without having been kind of Shvisa Beraglav in that location. Along comes the Gemara, Omar Ravavu, who he wrote a very critical condition. What's the condition? Not so fast. The Gemara says, if you were to run, let's say you have 10 minutes, you're making this declaration 10 minutes before Shkia. If you were to run during these 10 minutes, you would make it to that location. That's when you have the power to be kind of shvitsa with the declaration. But if you were to exert yourself and run and attempt to reach that destination, you would not make it there on time, then your amira does not work. Okay, so you don't have to actually run. You can walk, you can just say, I'll go slow. But there must be potential for you to make it to that destination if you were to do so. I always wonder, what about a modern day, modern times, you can get a hitch, you get a ride. So even if it's not a natural walking, you can get there by car. So that would dramatically reduce the time you would need to get to the destination from whatever it would be to a matter of seconds. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's machlokes ha'poskim, a lot of these shailos of how much you can travel time for davening, if you mechuyev to go to a minyan. Let's say there's a minyan in your neighborhood. The Gemara says you mechuyev to travel 4 mil lefanof. So walking 4 mil is about 72 minutes. So let's say that means that if you are you mechuyev, let's say it's 25 miles away, or it's 50 miles away, or it's 70 miles away, and you go by car. Are you mechuyev to drive to daven? If it'll take you, it's 70 miles away. It's a lot more than 4 mil. 4 mil is not that much, all that much. But it's interesting. I think it's a machlokes ha'poskim. We go bus to actual distance, physical distance, or we take physical distance and we transform it into time. Bizman has how much time it would take to travel by modern means of transportation, and then everything is readjusted. If I'm not mistaken, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, the new Mishnah Berurah have come out, published by Dirshu, they have an addendum to every page of Mishnah Berurah. I remember learning a while ago in one of those the sugya, and there it brings it a machlekes ha'poskim with regard to these issues in Bizman Hazeh. If we take the shiurim that Chazal have given us when it's a weekday issue, of course, not a Shabbos issue, when we adjust it based upon the modern means of transportation, and that totally completely changes everything. Five. How can you tell me this is what the Mishnah means? And the Mishnah says a ferish for chashcholo, which simply means that at this moment in time when you're making your declaration, it is dark. The darkness has descended upon this person, which means that it's too late to do anything. So the Gemara says no, that's not what it means. The answer is when it says in the Mishnah and it's too late, it means it's dark would descend upon him by the time he would reach his home, which is 4,000 amos away. But darkness would not descend upon him if he would only attempt to reach his shviso, which is only 2,000 amos away. So when it says the Mishnah chashcholo, don't take it mean it literally that at this moment in time when he's making this declaration, it's dark. It's already past shkia. No, it means that if he would run the fastest he can possibly go, it would be chashcholo to reach home, 4,000. But it still has. There still must be potential for him to reach the location where he wants to come to be kohen shvitza. Avali karoy shel ilan matzi azal. Some say Amar Rava chashcholo mi maske. It says another version of the kasha. Igdamis says Amar Rava chashcholoy. It says in the Mishnah it's dark. Okay, same exact kasha. We're just going to give an answer. So the Gemara says the answer is ki maske kali kali avol royet mote. The answer in this version is that it's choshcholo, it would be dark to him if he would continue to walk leisurely, slowly. If he would continue, and according to the second answer, we're not discussing reaching his bais. Forget about it. Bais 4,000 amos away. We're talking about reaching his makom shvisa. If he would continue to walk at a leisurely pace, it would be dark by the time he gets to his dad, the makom shvisa. But if he would run, he would get there before it's chashcholo. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara, Rava saying, Einachnam, you don't namish have to reach that destination. As long as there's potential, it's good enough. So the second answer, chashcholo ki maski kale kale. The answer to the kash is, if he would run there, if he would walk, maski means to travel, kale kale, slowly, leisurely, then it would be dark. Avoloyet. But if he were to run, then moti, he would reach his destination. In other words, the story. Rabbah, Rav Yosef, havi kazli beurta. They were traveling, boruch on the road. Amulei Rabbah, Rav Yosef, tehei shivisosenu tusei dikla, de savil achua. So they weren't going to make it. So they wanted to make use of this technique. They wanted to be kind of streets along a certain marker. The problem was Rabbah knew the territory, and Rav Yosef was never in this neighborhood. He doesn't know. Like, you know, you could visit a new community. I don't know the alphabet. They can't even go from one to the simplest thing. They don't have a guest. They don't know. Or go to shul. It's around the corner. I don't know how to go around the corner, right? You've had that experience when you go out of town somewhere and they look at you like you're from Mars, like you don't know how to go one block. That's right. If you're not in the neighborhood, you don't know. That's the way it is. It takes time to learn even the simplest things. So Rabbah knew the territory inside out. Rabbi Yosef had no clue. And Rabba said, listen, we're not going to make it, so let's be kind of shvitza by the tree along Avenue K, right? Along Ditmas Avenue, there's a tree over here, we're going to be kind of shvitza. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know the difference between Ditmas and Cortelio and this and that. I don't know what you're talking about. So he said to him, okay, you know what? No problem. Just hang on to my coattails. In other words, put the responsibility of your shvisa upon me. Fascinating Gemara. Can you do such a thing? Some le Rabbi Yosef, Tei shvisa senu tu se, so Rabbi senu, Tei shvisa senu tu se dikla, let my shvisa be underneath dikla, a certain palm tree, the Savil Achua, which carries its brother. In other words, there was a special palm tree. There were two palm trees. One was bent on the other. Everyone knew this in the neighborhood. It was a funny palm tree. Two palm trees. One collapsed. So that's what we call a shvisa. Amala, some say to say dikla the parik marei mikarga, that redeems so and so from his taxes. In other words, it was a palm tree that produced an enormous amount of dates. And the owner of the palm tree was able to sell the dates and made a killing, made a fortune, and was able to pay his taxes just from the date tree alone. So it was well known, it was a well-known palm tree. So Yodile Mar, he said, does Mar know, are you familiar with this palm tree? Amalei Lo Yodana Le, sorry, I have no clue. I have no idea what this is all about. Amalei's Mars, the fasting, Chiddush, Smoch, Alai. Okay, and that's the case, rely upon me. You, Rav Yosef, transfer your responsibility to me, and I'll be your representative, and be kind of shvisa. And I'm not going to mamash kind of shvisa, I'm kind of shvisa with an amir, and that's going to be good enough. To Tanya, Rav Yosef Aymer, Rav Yosef, here's a tremendous chiddush, Rav Yosef Aymer, who, remember we learned this, the lesson we learned last week. Last week we learned all the different shittas. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef. Who's always the best? Who's always the winner? Rabbi Yosef always wins, because Rabbi Yosef ni muko ima, he who's always the halach, is always like Rabbi Yosef. So you quote halacha from Rabbi Yosef. Im ha yushnayim, if there were two people to walking together in the road, exactly this case, one knows the territory and one does not. The one that does not know, can give over his shvisa, the responsibility for shvisa lemakir. Then, but our shvisa be b'mokim ploni. Okay, that's the halacha. And the male since comes from Rabbi Yosi nimuko imoy, his reasoning is with him. We always pass this halacha psuka. The Gemara now says something which is shocking, and this is something which is a fascinating sugi which many people have been very interested in studying in much greater detail. V'loyi, Rabbi Yosi never said it. He never said such halacha. Loi tano lei Rabbi Yosi. It was never told like Rabbi Yosi. Eliki hechi de lekabel lo mine. He lied. I don't know if you say lie is the right word. He made it up. He said the halacha. He knew that it's a controversial halacha. If you're allowed to moiser shvisos alacherim, he knew that Rabbi Yosef is not going to take just Rabbi Yehuda said it. Rabbi Meir said it. It's not good enough. He wants hechsher. You know the hechsher is not good enough. It has to be. I don't know what Heksher is good enough. It has to. He wants something very stark, so he's not going to accept Star Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Mainly, he told him Rabbi Yosi said it. Oh, Rabbi Yosi said it. This is Vamish. This is the Spitz. He can't get better than this. Therefore, but it was a lie. It wasn't true. He never said it. He only lied in order that it should be mekabel the psak halacha. Ki yech mekabel lo minei mishum Rabbi Yosi. Because if you say Rabbi Yosi, he's the best. Rabbi Yosi is the hechsher that everyone accepts. Nimuko ima, his reasoning is with him. Let's see Rashi.
Are these supposed to be two stories?
Of course they are, Rashi.
Well, what are these two Tanan doing?
Are they traveling? So we don't know. The Gemara does not tell us. Whatever they were doing Tzorchei Tzibur, whatever we assume they were doing, holy things. Tzorchei Tzibur. Let's see Rashi. Rashi
Belohi. What are they doing about Halachas Neiros?
Their wives live for them. Like today, no? No, you don't go for that. Okay, let's see. Look at Rashi. V'loyhi chod yamalei mishmer Rabbi Yosi le. So the loy tani le b'shem Rabbi Yosi ela stama tani le leel. Umishmachui amr b'shem Rabbi Yosi ki heichid el kalminei. V'loyhi Rashi loy tani le Rabbi Yosi nimuk imor taimor b'zal zgidin moinde shivchon shalcham v'amr Rabbi Yosi nimuk imor. Okay, nim v'kav davar yashar k'kav. Whatever he says is nim means it's a straight shooter. Dover Yoshar Kikaf. It's a good day for a bow and arrow, right? Today, bows and arrows. The bow is the Gemara. A person is not Makir. If you don't know where the place is, or you're not a Baki in the Halacha, so what can you do? You can designate an area, a marker where. You can designate an area where the Erev should be Chal. Now the Gemara says, Hani Alpai Mama Heichon Ksiv. Now that's what we learned in the Mishnah, that if you don't know if you don't know the exact location, you can make a statement that you want to be kind of Shvis in a certain. No. This is a different part of the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for clarification. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Arbasa ama im eda makir eda shen baki mehalacha v'yama." Let's cut out the words of Mishnah because the Gemara is going to go through the words of the Mishnah with a fine comb and go through to give us two different mehalach mehalam shot in the Mishnah. Let's see. The Mishnah says here, "Daf mem tes omedes." It's towards the end. It's right in the middle of the Mishnah. If you're not makir, or she'ena baki behalacha, if you're not makir the place, or you don't know the halacha, v'yamar you say shevisasi b'mekoy mi. I want to be kind of shvisa b'mekoy mi. Zocholoy mekoy moy al paimam luchol ruach. Okay, so it says, I don't know the halach, I don't know what to do, I just want to be kind of shvis in the location where I'm standing. In other words, the Mishnah is here teaching us, the Yisoid, that a person can be kind of shvisa biraglof, with your feet. So, zochulay mekoyim al paimam ulchol ruach agulois, and then the Mishnah tells us a new Yisoid, round. That you walk exactly a circle 2,000 amos in 360 degrees from where you are standing. We do not give you a box. Because if we were to draw a box, if we were to draw a an arrow in four directions, north, west, east, south, what I say? East, west, so the four directions are... then we would draw a box around those four sides, you would have an additional 800 amos. Because you can go to the corner, right? If you're in the center and you draw forward, backwards until you're right on your left, and then afterwards you square out that area, and then you draw a line to the diagonal. The diagonal would be 2,800 amos, approximately 2,800 amos. So you would get an additional 800 amos. That's not fair because the total person is exactly 2,000 amos, not 2,800 amos. So what do you do? So long comes Tanakhama says, you have to draw a circle around the area where you are standing. So that's what says the Mishnah. V'chachamayim mirubos kitavla mirubas. No, we go four in the four directions of the world, and then you draw a box. And now we give you an additional 800 amos. You should benefit the corners. Okay, then now here comes very important words of the Mishnah, which is the topic of the whole daf. V'zohi shamru, and this now here. What is v'zohi shamru referring to? What we're stating now pretty much that you can be koinesh shvisa be raglof. Wherever you are standing, you're koinesh shvisa. Now let me clarify something. It's not exactly clear what the Mishnah means. Because there are two halachas that were taught in the beginning of the Mishnah. The first halacha was taught that if you are traveling and you're not going to make it, you can designate a mokoim be'amira. I'm not putting bread and I'm not there. That was the first halacha. The second halacha was If you don't have bread and you don't know the halachas and you just make a statement, I want to be kind of shlis in this location, it's good. That's also okay. So now the big dilemma of the Gemara is going through when it says here these next words, v'zohi sha'amru, are we going back on halacha number one, where you kind of shlis so with your amira in advance? Or is it going back on the second halacha that we mentioned, that you've been kind of shlis so biraglov in this current location? That's hope, keep that in mind. So the words of the Mishnah are v'zohi sha'amru, he'oni, a poor man. In this instance, they're both poor. Because in both of these instances, the person doesn't have any money, there's any food on them. They're at a distance, they don't have any food. You can make Baragla with your feet, Baragla. Amar, may I disagree? Anu, it's our opinion, ain lanu el ani, only an ani. Rabbi Huda Imer, echad ani vi echad asher. Both. Okay, so we're going to see what these Mirav Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Is this only true for an Ani? Is it true for an Asher? The Gemara is going to explain in detail exactly what this section of the Mishnah means. But right now, before we get to that part of the Mishnah, we first learn the Mishnah, the basic halacha, that if a person says, I want to be Kondit Shri Sabaraglav, you get 2,000 Amis. That prompts the Gemara to understand where does it come from, the halacha of 2,000 Amis, and to explain the Machlaikis to give you a circle, to give you a square. You say, I want to be Kodesh Barav, and I get 2,000 Amas. Where in the Torah does it say the something called 2,000 Amas? The Tanya, Shavu Ish Tachtav, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, everyone shall reside, Shavu, shall rest, Tachtav in his place. What does it mean, Tachtav? Elu Arba Amos. A person has exactly four, that's a Metzias, it's a Svara. Your makom is Dalid Amos. Tradition. Then when the pasuk goes further, Al Yetze Ish Mimikoimoi, Elu Al Paim Amos. So Mimikoimoi, do not leave your makom. Gemara makes a drasha, refers to 2,000 Amos. So Tachtov is your makom of Dalid Amos. Shu Ish Tachtov, Al Yetze Ish Mimikoimoi. So we have two different words. Tachtov and Mimikoimoi. The contrast of these two words indicates we're dealing with two different mekaymas, and that forces us in this context to say that Tachtov is the Dalet Amos and Mekaymo is the broader area of 2,000 Amos. Okay? Two different words, Tachtov and Mekaymo. If we only had one word, then we would say the word Mekaymoi. If we only had the word Mekaymo, we would say Mekaymoi means Dalet Amos. The fact that we have Tachtov and we have Mekaymo, and they can't both mean exactly the same thing, because there will be repetition. Shavu ish tachtav means basically don't leave your place. What else does it mean? Everyone sit in their place. But then the pasuk repeats itself and says, al yetze ish mim mekaymoi. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So there's a contradiction. So we have to say, Shavu ish tachtav elu arba amos, al yetze ish mekaymoi elu al paim amos, 2,000 amos. Minolan. How do you know this? Where in the world do you get the number 2,000 from? So right away we should know it's not Shakasha, because we have a precedent for 2,000 Amos in the Migrosh, around a city. The first says by the Ori Halavim, it says to the Torah that for 2,000 Amos outside the city, you're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to have fields. It's part of the beauty of the city. We see the Pesachim, so therefore we have, at least before we go to the Gemara, we should remember that there's precedent in the Torah that on the outskirts of the city, there are 2,000 Amos that are left fallow. 1,000 Amos are, you could have trees, and 1,000 Amos you have just empty land for the beauty of the city, but you're not allowed to do anything, you're not allowed to have fields to plant crops, 2,000 Amos, because it's part of the city. So we do have a precedent that the first 2,000 Amos out of a city is a chelek of the city. Now what the Gemara is going to try to do now is make a gezer shem and show that this same halacha of the migrash that was given to the Levim, the 2,000 Amos, the Torah explicitly says are given to the Ori HaLevim, applies to every single person as well. So we have make a series of gezer shavs. Lamadnu makom imakom. We first make gezer shav makom imakom makom minasiya and makom from fleeing. Benisa minisa. And then we have a second Zer Shava from fleeing from fleeing. We'll see in a moment all the words. V'nisa migvul, ugvul migvul, ugvul michutz, v'chutz michutz. Now, what in the world does that all mean? What's this chain rule of makam imakam, makam minisa, nisa from gvul, and gvul from chutz, michutz, michutz? So here we go. V'l-sivim says the pasuk, u'madoisem michutz l'ir espas ked ma'opayim ama. It says in the Torah, you shall measure outside the city of Levim, the corners eastward, 2,000 amos. Okay, let's maybe jump to Rashi very quick. It's a very long Rashi, but we need the Rashi to explain Mishnah the Gemara. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Mokam, 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 Venisa. Pasuk Shneem by Mokam, Velema by Nisa. Dano, Sami, Pasuk Acha, Shneem by Mokam, Venisa. There's one Pasuk that says Mokam, but does not have the word Nisa. And there's another Pasuk that has both words. So that's the first. Keep going. Here's the first Pasuk. Al Yetzeish, Mimi, Koimoi. It says the word makoim. It's all it says. That's the starting point. V'samti l'cha makoim ari miklat. V'samti l'cha makoim asher yonu shama. So right away, that's our first link. Makoim, makoim. Going a chain rule. It says makoim here by our parasha. Al yetzeish mimukoimai. It says by ari miklat v'nos. It says v'samti l'cha makoim asher yonu shama. There it says word yonus. Halang said Nisa. There it says the Asher Yonus Af Mikra the Aliyeshim Mukamoy Marbi Bei Nisa. So it's Keilu. It says by Aliyeshim Mukamoy word Nisa. Okay, Havi Kamandos Bei Nisa. For Hoda Don and Nisa Minisa Vnisa Migvul Kloy Mar Don Nisa Zosheloy Nema by Gvul. We go the next step. This Nisa does not say the word Gvul Minisa Shemay Gvul. The Sivu says Migvul Ir Miklatoy from the Gvul of the Ir Miklato Asher Yonus. Shama. So we have another pasuk that says with gvul the word yonos. So we now link. That's the second link. Now we go to the third step. We take the word nisa. We take the word gvul. Don and gvul migvul gvul michutz. Don and gvul zesh loy nem by chutz. Migvul shnem by chutz shnemar umatz oisegol hadon michutz legvul. So it has the word gvul and the word chutz, or mabin chutz migzer shavul hakvul dloyal dal yetsish mukamai. Now we go to step number 4. For hada don chay chutz michutz. Here's what we need for our pasuk. De mive de umadosem michutz leir dechsebe al payim amo. You shall measure outside the area halavim as a migrosh, as an area that you may not plant, for 2,000 amos. So what do we do here? So it's a 4-step drasha. Don makoim mi makoim, and that makoim has the word nisa, and then we go to another pasuk that has the word nisa, which has the word gvul, and then we go to the word gvul that has the word chutz, and we go to another pasuk that has chutz that has the number 2,000. So mamele, we learn this incredible chiddush that when it says in the pasuk al yetzeish mimikoimoi, what does it mean makoim? It means 2,000 amos. This gets, you know, this gets the prize for the ultimate gzeira shava. Of a 4-step Gezerah Shava. Al Yetzeish. By the way, and the only reason why we have Darsh and Mokoyim is after we've already used up Shruish Tachtov. Once Tachtov means Dalar Amos, that gives us the right to say the word Mokoyim means more than Dalar Amos. What does it mean? Mokoyim mean Mokoyim from Nisa, and Nisa from Gvul, and Gvul Michutz, and Chutz to 2,000, to get the magic number 2,000 amos. That is what now the Gemara says, wait a minute, let me carry over Chutz, Elif Amo. Wait a minute, there's another pasuk. Once you want to go to Chutz, there's another pasuk that says Chutz in connection with 2,000, with 1,000 amos. Okay, that says, the Migrosh Ho'ir. There are two types of Migrosh. There is the first 1,000 amos, and there's the second 1,000 amos. That's the Gemara's stira. On one end it says that the Migrosh is 2,000 amos, and the other end it says it's only 1,000 amos. The answer is that 1,000 amos you can plant trees, and the other 1,000 amos has to be completely empty. No, but it's no buildings and no fields for animals, for crops. For crops, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's the first 1,000 amos is trees, if I'm not mistaken. So why are you going to the pasuk that has chutz with 2,000 amos when for the same logic, for the same reason, we can go to the word chutz that mentions 1,000 amos? So nelef nikiri v'chutz, so elef, Amma. So the Gemara says, Don and Chutz mi Chutz. The reason was because the pasuk that says 2,000 is exactly the same word, Chutz. The Ein and Chutz mi Chutzo. The pasuk that says 1,000 Amas is a different form of the word Chutz. It's the feminine form, Chutzo, with the hey at the end. So the Gemara says, what difference does it make if it's the same form? When it comes to the halachos of the Kohen coming back Hesker for 2 weeks, so we learn now, we compare the laws, that the same laws apply on the second week that apply in the first, the same laws apply in the first week, apply, that the Torah explicitly gives rules on the second week of Hesker. The nega does not spread. When you only have some of the simonim and all of the simonim, you have a nega, but you don't have the two white hairs. So if the nega does not spread, the person can be quarantined for 2 weeks, one after the other. And the Torah doesn't tell us all the details the first week, but it tells us all the details the second week. And the only way we know the details the first week is through a gzera shava of the shav uba. And those two words are completely different words. One place it says v'shav ha-kayin, and the other place it says v'bo ha-kayin. And they're completely different words. Yet, Chazal make gzer shav, because the concept is the same. The Kohen is coming to make an inspection. He's coming to make a house call. So that's good enough. If it's good enough to make gzer shav, when you're dealing with the same concept, even though the words are completely different, alachas kam v'kama, you can make gzer shav when the word, the shayresh of the word is exactly the same. The only difference is a hey and not a hey. So my nafka mean about the Rabbi Shmuel who shoved the bucket and zoli shiva zoli bia. So the Gemara says you're right. That's only having lecha the lecha meeting the domile. When do we say that there's no problem? You can make gzeirah shavu with that's and that's where you have no alternative. Avol hecha adika the meeting the domile and the domile alfina. But when you have a situation where you have something similar, you have an alternative. You have a choice A and B, and A is a perfect match and B is a partial match. It's bad to make gzeirah shavu a perfect match of a partial match. And that's why we have a choice of going chutz to chutzo or chutz to chutz. We're going to go chutz to chutz because that's a perfect match. And not where it says the number 2,000. And not chutz from chutzo, that's a partial match where it's 1,000. So that is the Gemara's Maskana, a very good Yisoid. It's Kedai, the whole daf just for this Yisoid, to know the Makar for 2,000 Namas comes from the Migrashe Halavim. The Oris, the Yisoid, very big Yisoid. The Migrashe Halavim, the Ori Halavim have a Migrash of 2,000 Namas, and that is the Makar for Al Yetze Ish Mimukum, Mayem Hashvi, a long Gzer Shav, a four part Gzer Shav. Next. Now I have Nachloike, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Ismail Manam Shach. So he says round, not square. Why Manam Shach? What's the Mukum? Isla is like Gzer Shav, 2,000 Amis, Gzer Shav, Peos, Ksivan. By the Migrash, now here's a Shaila, we have a Migrash. When you draw the Migrash around the city, do you draw a circle around the city, or do you draw a square around the city? So less mandapolik that you draw a square around the city. Why? Because it says with peos. Peos means corners. And that word comes to tell us that you give the city an extra 800 amos along the corners. Because an amma that's squared is an amma is 4 amos squared is five and 2/3. You get an extra 800 amos. So therefore, everyone agrees when it comes to the Ari Halavim, let's man the polig, you're going to give the Ari Halavim, you're going to draw a square around the Ari Halavim to give the Ari Halavim an extra 800 amos. So that's the makar for the Chum Shabbos. Everyone should, even Rabbi Chanina, I think they should agree that when it comes to Shabbos, we should draw a square around the person and we should give them an extra 800 amos. So man of shach, is like zereshava peyos the ksivan, is less like zereshava al payim amo menole. How does he know 2,000 amos? The more answer the olam is like zereshava. Hashan yachad the amakura zed is a miut. By the migrash it says zed yihi Elohim migrash she'arim lezat. But Rabbanon, what about the Rabbanon? So what do they do with the word v'zelochayra? Rabbi Chanina, I think this is correct. Now that it is the word zezemiot, so what do the Rabbanon do? Rabbanon, Tani Rabbi Chanina, Imer, the Lord Rabbi Chanina, kizeh you call shem se Shabbos. And the word kizeh is a ribuy. It's not a miot. Not only is the Ore Migrash going to have corners, which is going to give an extra amma and two-thirds per amma. Everything that relates to Shabbos will also get corners. And that doesn't only mean Tchum Shabbos. That also means Mekoymai Shel Adam. In other words, let's say you find yourself outside the Tchum. So what is the halacha? You get Dal Amos. What do you do with Dal Amos? So we learn in the Mishnah. You give two Amos to the Machlekes, two Amos to the right, two Amos to the left. So what does that mean? You have a circle, right? You draw a straight line, right, left, front, backwards. Is that what it means? See, they make a circle? No. Kizeh. Every time we go and we give a person a mokoim, the mokoim always shall have payos. So there are at least two nafkaminas. Tchum Shabbos has payos, and mekoimai shel adam, dalet amos, mekoimai shel adam, when you find yourself outside the tchum, you will also get dalet amos squared. Kizeh yekol shev shev Shabbos. Om rabacha bar Yaakov ha-mavir dalet amos v'sharabi v'nechayvat shemavir shemavir hein de'alach soinam. Bab Dal Amos is not chayv until you walk 5 2/3 Amos. Right, we're brainwashed. You walk Dal Amos, you're chayv. No sir, it says this, you're not chayv. If you walk exactly Dal Amos, you're potter. You have to walk 5 2/3 Amos. Why? We make them. Because we really say wherever you are, we're going to draw a box, and whichever direction you walk, by mistake, you really walk along the diagonal. And if you walk along the diagonal, if you draw a box, so if you go forward or backwards, right, left, and echnam, it's going to be exactly for amas. But you walk the diagonal, then you get an extra am and three fifths. So it comes out that anytime a person, in order we can say that the person with bevadai was mechal Shabbos to be mavid al amas bereshus rabim, he has to walk 5 3/5 of an amma. That's the halacha. He asks the Shalom Shaila. We learned in Masech the Shabbos 100 times. You have a pillar in the Rishus Sarabim. What other dimensions the pillar will be a Rishus HaYochid? If it's 10 Tzvachim high and 4 Tzvachim wide by 4 Tzvachim wide. What happens if you have a pole that's round and the width and length is 4 Tzvachim in the center? It's 4 tzvachim by 4 tzvachim, but it's round. You don't have a square. So you don't have a diagonal on the pole, on a round pole, that is 5 3/5 of an amma. You have a round... It would be a makom tur, because anything that's less than dalal al dalal lamala miyud is a makom tur. It's not a kamal. It's kamal. It has to be at least dalal dalal. So that's a shaila. You have over here a pole. We know for sure, we learned 100 times, it's 4 by 4. It's always square. But what happens if you have a pole that's perfectly circled and the diameter is 4 tefachim? 4 tefachim, a perfect circle diameter. So very good. You have a diameter 4 tefachim, but you don't have a square where you have an angle from corner to corner, a diagonal of 5 3/5. 4 tefachim. A Rishus HaYochid is 4 tefachim. 10 tefachim tall by 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. Positive. 4 tefachim is a Rishus HaYochid. So Omar Berlin Amud Rishus HaRam Gvo Yud V'rochav Dalid Tzorich do require Hein V'alach Soinen Oiloi V'aminu Lei Lav Hainu D'Rav Chanina D'Tanya V'chini Oimer Kizeh. It's exactly what the pasuk is. The third halacha that is telling us, kizeh you kol shem shabbos, you have to have the corners, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, the corners to give you a grand total of ve'alach sayin. So you have basically three halachas. You have a quiz. What is the pasuk that it says in the parsha of the Migrashay? That's where parashas Matos. If I'm not mistaken, Matos and Maseh. One of those two parashios, you have the Nigushim of the Orim. Nigushim Orim, I think it's in, I don't remember, either Matas or Masay. One of those, our Balkari isn't here tonight. Either Matas or Masay. So it says there you have to have, that pasuk Kizeh is telling the word Kizeh is extra. It's coming to the Marbe the Peois. L'chol Shev Se Shabbos. What's L'chol Shev Se Shabbos? Three halachas. Mekoymai Shel Adam Dalid Al Dalid. The world of the four halachas. Mekoymai Dal Dalid Benogea. And then the halacha of the Marbe Dal Amis Bereshus Rabin. It's going to be 5 3/5. Tchumin. You have 800 Amis more. And the halacha of a rishus hayacha needs to be a square of 4 by 4. Okay, next halacha. V'zeh, now here we go back to the next part of the Mishnah, which will get into a little bit nitty gritty. Says the Mishnah, v'zeh hu shi'amru, v'zeh hu shi'amru, ha'oni ma'orif. This will learn the Mishnah, oni mar barangla, amr ha'meir. Onu ein lanu elo oni. And then along comes Rabbi Yehuda, echad oni v'echad asher. Okay, so what do we have here? The face that goes slow. Very important Gemara. We have two opinions. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says Oni, Rabbi Yehuda says Oni v'Asher. Big, big problem. What are they referring to? What is the Zohi Shamru? Omar Rav Nachman. You have to remember Rav Nachman, because the Gemara is going to come back to him over and over again to show that he's right. Omar Rav Nachman. I'm going to tell you the Pshat Machlekes. And then what I tell you, because this is the only Pshat in the Mishnah. Machlekes b'mekoymi. He's very machmir. He's learning that this machlokes is going on the second part of the Mishnah. In other words, the part that immediately precedes the machlokes, where a person is standing in his makom. Not the first part of the Mishnah where you're racing to get home and you're not going to make it. And you make a declaration, I want to become a shvisa at this marker. No. We're done with that. We'll get back. We're dealing here in a situation where you're standing. I'm here. This is where I want to be kind of shvisa. So here it says in the Mishnah, "Nach nach legis b'mekoymi." Rabbi Meir Sava. B'mekoymi means it's very funny. A couple of weeks ago, I was someone comes up to me Friday night and Shuli says to me, "What in the world does this Rashi mean?" I wasn't learning the sugya. "Nach legis b'mekoymi garsinon." The Yud Vav Dalet. He asked me, what does Yud Vav Dalet stand for? Your day? What does Yud Vav Dalet stand for? And he asked this one and that one. No one knew. Now, so it took me 10 minutes. You're learning the sugya. Bimekoim biyud. Bimekoim me with the yud. Not bimokoim. If you go, it's bimokoim, means I'm going to kavana. That refers to the case before in the Mishnah. Where I'm traveling, I'm not going to make it. I want to be kind of shrisa in that mokoim. Bimekoim me with a yud. The yud gar sinan. I'm standing right here in this makam, bimekoimi, in this particular makam where I am standing right now. That's where they argue. Amar Nachman, bimachlokes bimekoimi. That Meir Savar, Meir holds ikri eru bepas. Oh, Rav Meir says the ikri eru is bread. You have really no right to be kind of shvisa, to get cheap, to be cheap, and just be mad with you. So why the Chazal ahu? Oni hu de'akil b'rabanan ilovei. Chazal were very generous to the poor man. Anyone that's at this moment you're traveling, you may have a multi-millionaire, but your assets are not with you. They're not with you. So therefore, as far as you are concerned, at this moment you're in oni. Therefore, da'akil b'rabanan ilovei avu ashu. But let's say you're at home. I'm at home. It's Erev Shabbos, and I want to be kind of shvisa. And you're lazy. I don't want to go for a walk to put down the bread. So according to a mayor, there is no excuse. If you are at home, and you, I'm sorry, the other way around, no, you're at home, and you have bread. Oh, I have bread at home. I'm cheap. I'm stingy. I don't want to take my bread and go bring my bread out to the field. I want to instead go, Erev Shabbos, and stand there and be kind of shvisa baraglav. Doesn't work. The only time Chazal gave a person the right to be kind of shvisa baraglav is when you're stuck. You're stuck on the road. It was an accident. I was traveling and there was traffic. There was some type of delay on the road. They closed the roads, whatever it was. I'm stuck. So now you're stuck. So therefore we let it make a special heter. We allow you to be cut off. But if you have the choice in advance and you don't want to go and be pass, you want to be married baraglav, doesn't work. Doesn't work. That's exactly what Meir says in the Mishnah. Only ahudei kibur abadnei ilvei avoshe lo. Rabbi the Sover, no. Pumfakert. Iker Eru Beregel Pumfakert. The Iker Eru Simrag is to make Eru Beraglov. So why, where did bread come along? Bread was the Pumfakert is the Kula. That if a rich man, I don't want to go stand there in the rain, Erev Shabbos. I'll send one of my servants. He'll put the bread there, or I'll go early in the morning. Okay. Aval point. That's so. Let's get it very clear. So that is where they argue. Let's get it very clear now. This is critical to understand the Gemara. So what do Rav Nachman say so far? The Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is discussing a case where a person wants to make an Erev Biragraf, and it's he's an Oshir. Can an Oshir, Erev Shabbos, say, you know what, I'm not going to be Mariv the Pas, and the Mariv Biragraf? Rabbi Meir says, no such thing. No such thing. The Iker Erev is the Pas. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want Gezunta, hey, you can be Mariv Biragraf, even an Oshir. The whole pass only to be makel on the Osher. It doesn't have to be a triach. You can send the bread there instead. Avol, that's where you argue. But what about the first part of the Mishnah where you're traveling, you're not going to make it, and you want to make bima'ar with a declaration, and you want to say, listen, I'm not going to make it home, so I want to designate that marker, mile number 43, there's a tree right against that marker number, I want to be designated as my makom eruv. Avol b'makom ploni divrei hakoil. Everyone agrees ani in asher lohi. Everyone agrees. The only one that can make it do that, the only one that has a right to go and make a designation without going there, without a regel, is a person who's stuck on the road. No one has a right to be lazy Erev Shabbos, say, you know what, it's raining outside, I'm not going nowhere, there's a marker out there 2,000 amas away, that's where I want to be kind of shvisa. Unheard of. Because if you're at home, you have the ability to do so, you choose not to do so, that's an abuse of the halacha. Everyone agrees that, so that's not for an oni, not an osher. The Zohish, now we have to read that, so that's how now we have to read the end of the Mishnah and explain. The Zohish Yamu, when it says Mishnah, Zohish Yamu, this time it says in the Mishnah, Man Ketani La. So then when the Mishnah concludes with those words, see, this is where it gets a little tricky. If you go back to the Skedai to go look at the words in the Mishnah, that Nun Memtes Amid Beis. V'zohi shi'amru he'oni ma'ori baraglof. When it says see those words, the Mishnah shi'amru man ketani lo, Rabbi Meir, v'hayokoi, only an oni can do so, not an osher. On which part of the case, I einoi makir, oyeshev nebaki v'halacha. That's perfect. And that's going on the part of the halacha when you ma'ori baraglof. Only an oni. V'zohi shi'amru man ketani lo, Meir. Now why is that? So this is the part that's a little bit confusing. Let's just see the Rashi to clarify, because here's where it gets confusing. It's like if you look at the Gemara, it's three lines down from the Gemara in the Rashi. Here's the part. The Iker Takanta Lav Hochihu. That this is not the way it was meant to be. It was a special halacha that was meant to be like our mayor. The Iker Erev is Bepas. The Heichel Koya Eina Makir or Yishenu Ma'ez Bokim Halacha. The Omar Shvisasi Tachti Allah Komar Mayor. The Zel Shamu Kloimar. So remember, every time Rashi says Kloimar, that's a very dangerous sign. Rashi says, Kolaymar, you know you're in trouble. Kolaymar, because this is a very hard piece of shit over here. Diafilu lehai. Because the Gemara says, v'zehu sha'amru, it's saying, it's like a double step. Not only, that's the Chiddush of Rashi, tremendous Chiddush of Rashi. Not only is there halacha number one, that's only true for an ani, there is even a halacha number two, that's for an ani. Even here will be makel for an ani. In other words, when the Gemara says, v'zohi sha'amru, it's an extreme statement. And in the context of the Gemara of the Mishnah, as Rashi explains, Kloimar, Diafilu lehai de Omar bimakoimi kuluhu diakilu rabon gabe, avolo zehu ikur takona serif. Even here it's a kula. Meaning, where else is it a kula? It's a kula in the first case. What's the first case? Where you're on the road, you're not going to make it. I'm traveling on the road, I'm not going to make it, so you know what? Let me designate a makom 2,000 amos away to be my erev. Wow, that's a That's off the charts, right? You can't do that. No. We're going to be mekel. Who we mekel for? We're mekel for a nani. Okay, it's a very big chiddush. But in a place where you're standing on the location, you're standing here, so and you don't have bread, maybe in this case we're not going to be so generous because here you, if you want to be kind of shvisa, at least in this location you at least need bread. Even in this case where it's not so bad, because the very least you're at least here, you're at least present. It's better than the previous case. The previous case you're not even present. So maybe you would think that in this case we're not going to be so generous to the ani. No, even in this case we're going to be generous to the ani. That's how Rashi Lumshan the Gemara when it says v'zohi. This is the second step where we're going to be lenient. But who says this? This is the shita. This is the back to the Gemara. V'zohi shamu man tani lor meir. Even in this case, we're going to be lenient and we're going to let it be done for an ani. Then, when the Mishnah goes weiter and says, what are those words? Are contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda says those words. Rashi, one more time, the words of Rashi. The mashma, the ikar erev ki iskin beregel iskin. The ikar erev is beregel and pasakula. For loyamu pas el lahakel asher. That is Rabbi Yehuda. So basically, what Rav Nachman has done is he's taken the Mishnah and he's broken up those last two statements. It's like Tavra, Misha Shanazu, La Shanazu. The first statement was made by Rabbi Meir, and the second statement was made by Rabbi Yehuda. So let's review the Mishnah. Go back to the task, because it's very critical to understand what's going on in the Mishnah. The whole Seder Hadvar. For the first part of the Mishnah, we have two halachas in the Mishnah. The first halacha of the Mishnah was where you're not being shayves bimekoimai. You're being shayves at a distance. So then what's the halacha? You can do it. Everyone who owns, only who can do it, only can do it, not an usher can do it. Then comes the next halacha, where you're being shayves, b'mekoymai. But you want to be shayves b'raglof. So shayles, who do we allow to do this? For the ani or for the asher? So it says in the Mishnah, the zohi she'amru, the Mishnah concludes, the zohi she'amru, he'ani ma'arev b'raglof, only an ani. And the word v'zohi is mashma. This is not the usual way to do things. This is something which is strange. It's not the usual, because the ikar way to make an eruv is to make an eruv bepas. That's how you make the eruv. And the male of v'zohi shamru he'oni. Here we're coming to the mekel. Even in this case, we're going to let you do something that's not usual, because the ikar way to make the eruv is bepas. So who says this? This is Rabbi Meir. And then when it goes on to say the last line, the Zohi Shamu, then it goes on, Loyamru Ma'ar Mapas El Lahakel. Pass is Mashman, that's not the Ikka. The Ikka way to make the Arab is Beregel. And Pass is a Kula. Pass is the Kula. That's Fakert for a Meir. That's Rabbi Yehuda in a Hanami. That part of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So we're breaking apart the Mishnah. Tavra Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu. This is Rav Nachman's approach to the Mishnah. The Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is where you Ma'arev Beraglov. Rabbi Meir says both only in ani. Rabbi Yehuda says ani the asher. But what about when you ma'ariv? We want to be ma'ariv bivakoymoi. That's only for ani, not for an asher. Along comes, and I'm going to have time, but along comes to give you just the hagdama to tomorrow. Along comes Rav Chista, and he says he got it all wrong. It's pumfakert. He says, let's find the words of somebody. Rav Chista, machloikis b'makoyim ploni, not b'makoymi. Dear Rav Meir Savar ani nashul loy. Rav Yehuda Savar, he tremendous chiddush. Echad ani v'echad asher, avol b'makoymi. Ah, divrei hakol echad ani v'echad asher. The ikar erev beregel, the now male of Zohar Shiyam Eman Ketani. Lord Rav Meir. He'll go with that part tomorrow. Two different ways from Shah the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to be many rais, so the Rav Nachman's Mahalach in the Mishnah is correct.